The David Presley Show. Sports talk with Pisgah head coach and athletic director David Presley and Chad Upton. Voice of the Bears. Live at Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop. Highway 276 in Bethel. Brought to you by Carolina Pawn and Gun. Patton, Morgan and Clark Insurance Agency. Plus Linen and Uniform Service. Pioneer Seed Supply. The Single Stop Stores. And Pisgah Drive Car Wash. The David Presley Show.
Live from the Jukebox Junction Cafe here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the David Presley Show, along with head coach David Presley, Chad Upton. Great feeling as we wake up this morning. Pisgah, big winner last night, 41-7 over West Henderson. Just really quickly looking at the stats from last night's game. Pisgah had 437 yards of total offense, 58 carries for 380 on the ground, held West 262 on offense. They had 35 carries for 182, only were able to throw for 80 yards, a team that we thought would like to come out and throw a little bit. I think all that starts up front, Coach. Good morning, and real excited about the way your offensive and defensive lines play. I know Coach Cagle, you know, he takes those things personally, and he was able to do some things, and you guys were able to do some things to get them set up where they needed to be. And we had a really good night last night. I think it all starts up front.
Well, it does, and you know, it was a good night, and it's nice for these kids. They've worked so hard, done a lot of good things for us, and to have some good things happen, you know, it just makes everybody feel a little better this morning. And you know, the sun's a little brighter, mm-hmm. and the food tastes a little better, and it just makes everybody feel better, and that's a good thing for us. So you know, you like to see that, and you know, you look at it, and we were able to come out and really control the football and run it and do a lot of things. And it allowed us to do a few more other things too. We didn't have to do it quite as much with our passing game, but we threw it just enough where it kept people honestly, mm-hmm. and kept them from just creeping into the box and stuff like that. When you look at you know, Kyle Bloom and Dustin Messer and Dakota King, and you know, two of them with 70 yards and one with 100 and some.
Right.
You know, that was our first 100 yard rusher of the year.
Right.
You know, that's good. That's a good thing. But, you know, with all those yards that those kids had, you know, they don't do that without the ones up front.
Right.
And I was very pleased with our kids. I think we've gotten better. You know, we talked the last few weeks about that, and we felt like that we were seeing some signs of improvement. And you know, I mean, obviously West Henderson is not of the caliber right now of Franklin or mm-hmm. Reynolds or somebody like that, but still, you know, you got to play them all,
mm-hmm.
and you know, there'll be enough naysayers out there that'll want to take pot shots at everybody for because of who we play, but you still got to play the game. You still got to win the football game.
Absolutely.
And you know, our kids did. I thought we handled things well. We had very few penalties. We did not turn the football over. You know, so you look at all the little intangibles, which I thought was a very good thing for us. But to see us control the football, and we told them that's what we wanted to do. We said, you know, we changed a little bit with Josh coming back. We went back to our eye set that we've been doing for years. We thought that would get us a little bit more downhill than what we were doing mm-hmm. the last 2 weeks. And I think that paid off for us. You know, it's not a lot of a change, but it does give us a little bit of a chance to, as we say, to run the football more downhill and side to side. And I think it did, you know. So, you know, I was very pleased. I was pleased with our intensity mm-hmm. that we come out with, not only at the beginning of the game, but the second half. You know, it's real easy. We're doing some good things. Go in at halftime. It's a long halftime because of homecoming. Let's go in there and pat each other on the back and celebrate. And then you come out and look bad in the second
right.
half. And our kids came out and finished what they started. So yeah, you know, it's always good to get that first one. You know, we hope that gives us a little bit of momentum going into this week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just very pleased with the overall effort that we got from every young man last night. And I'm saying everybody, coaches, fans, our players, because it was just a great, great night for us.
Back with more in a moment. This is the David Presley Show on WPTL.
Trust
This has been earned year after year by the Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance Agency, a staff of professionals who see to your specific needs, from auto, home, and commercial insurance to life, individual, and group health, extended care, Medicare supplements, with a long list of excellent companies to underwrite your protection at the best possible rates. Call 648-2632. Insure with confidence the professionals of Patton Morgan and Clark, Academy Street, Canton.
Carolina Pawn and Gun. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. We got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Carolina Pawn and Gun. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears.
Back live this morning with the David Presley Show. Coach, you had three backs, four backs maybe, that really contributed last night. Kyle Bloom, 18 carries for 121 yards. Matthew Emman had a carry for 51. I think that, I'm not sure that number's correct, but Dakota King had 11 carries for 74 yards. Dustin Messer, 12 carries for 69 yards. Heath Stevens had a couple carries for 25 yards. One of your backs there, you know, I thought Rooster had a brilliant game last night. He had great help up front, but he had some extra incentive last night. And really, when you're talking about, you mentioned this just a few minutes ago, running downhill, that young man, to me, ran downhill all night long.
Well, he did. And, you know, I don't know how many people actually know this, but when Kyle came to us 2 years ago, he came from West Henderson. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this was a pretty special night for him. You know, he was playing with the kids that that he went to school with and he grew up with. You know, we knew that he was pretty excited from the get-go. And to see him have the night he had, you know, not only a great night, just about returned a kickoff one time. So, to see him get that opportunity is really good. And I'm going to tell you, there's probably not a kid that has worked and spent as much time there as that young man has. Through the off season, through the summer, it didn't matter when the doors were open, he is always there. I mean, it doesn't matter what time, where, he is the first one there. And, you know, to see him have that kind of a night against that group really makes you feel good. Yeah. It makes you feel good not only for your team, but it makes you feel good for him. And he did, you know, but, you know, you're looking at that and, you know, if we'd not have, I think even Josh would have had quite a few. He had the nice long run, if we'd not have snapped the football over his head at the very beginning of the game.
Yep.
He took a 25-yard loss right off the get-go.
That's right.
So, you know, he was digging it out. So, you know, when you look at that, you know, the quick stand-up to Matthew, they've got listed as a run. But if you look at that with what we got, the production, you know, from Josh, from Dustin Messer, I thought Dustin Messer had one of the better nights that he's had. From Dakota King, I mean, you know, we really talked to those two about really getting the football and getting downhill this week, hitting things a lot harder, and it showed, you know. But you know, for Kyle, we knew the things that he could do. And then Heath Stevens, you know, we're easing him into the fullback role as well because it's given us a little bit of
depth.
Yeah. You know, because they're all playing on the other side of the ball as well. So, you know, to see that, if we feel like that it's given us that part of it. But, you know, for all the balance that we had with that, you know, we said it still goes back to them up front. You know, West was giving us a lot of different things, moving around. And for the most part, we handled it pretty good. And that's a good thing, especially when you've got a young offensive line like we've got. So, we were very proud of that, pleased with them. You know, we feel like that we're getting better. you know, we're not anywhere close to where we want to be right now. But, you know, that's what you've got to do this time of the year. And to see our kids approach last week, and then to watch them come out with the excitement, enthusiasm they had Friday night, and then to get the win, and then to watch them after the game Friday, you know, tells me that our kids are still excited about what we're doing. They still know that we're going to make a lot of noise
Absolutely.
In the conference, and they still know that we can play for a long time when it comes playoff time. So, you know, we know we've still got some tough games left. We've got we're getting ready to go on the road for three straight weeks. You know, and you know, we don't have to say anything about going to Tuscola. The next week we've got to go to North Henderson, which apparently is a much, much improved football team. And then we've got to go to Smoky Mountain, who I think is a much improved football team, before we come home for our last one. So, you know, we still got a lot going on. But that's what you want to have this time of the year. If you don't have anything going on, then I guess it's time for basketball
season. That's right.
So, and I told our kids before the game last night, we're not ready for that yet. I want Coach Holloway and Coach Crook to be canceling basketball games right now, and they do too.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was just a good night. We saw a lot of electricity. We're so proud of McKinley Brown for the way he
absolutely
stepped in
linebacker
and helped us the last 2 weeks. You know, and he got in at linebacker last night. But you could just see a buzz about our kids and everything with Josh being back last night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just don't replace a 3-year starter like that and what he brings to us. So, you know, maybe it's a good thing. We're getting a little bit healthy. We actually had our kids back.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was nice to see them all dressed out. Not everybody can play yet, but, you know, just overall, I told a friend last night that texted me, I said, it just, winning makes everybody just feel so much better, and it's a good feeling this morning.
I think you found a good uniform combination. That's the first time you wore those pants. Where did they come from?
Well, we had them in the cabinet that we'd not worn here in a while, and you know, the kids said we want. I always let them choose.
Yeah.
And they said we want to wear them. I said, all right, it don't bother me. I mean, we've got just the solid black, and then we've
mm-hmm.
got those,
yeah.
and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, if that works, then we'll certainly do it. I mean, Coach Mack had his lucky T-shirt on underneath his stuff, and Coach Ham come and hugged me that Friday afternoon. She said she hadn't been doing that, so I'll do anything I can
absolutely.
To give us a little bit of luck, and I guess it all worked
absolutely.
Out yesterday. So, you know, it just turned out with it being the kids' homecoming and everything like that, it was just real good, and I'm just tickled to death for them.
Back with more in a moment. This is the David Presley Show on WPTL.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears. Free stuff. Everybody likes free stuff. Nobody can get enough free stuff. So listen up. Free stuff happens with Single Stop Stores Rewards. Your nearby Single Stop gas and convenience stores will have you getting free stuff just for doing what you already do, shopping at Single Stop. And you sign up for free. So get all the details on Single Stop Stores Rewards at your nearest location and start getting free stuff.
Back live this morning with the David Preston Show. Coach, let's go over the other side of the ball. 262 yards is what we gave up to West Henderson. I thought we had a brilliant game defensively and a good game plan dialed up for them last night. They had 35 carries for 182. We virtually shut down their throwing game. They were 8 of 24 with 3 interceptions, so not a whole lot. We reduced them down to a very one-dimensional team. Even inside of one dimension, they were really just backed up to their quarterback being essentially their offense, running the football. Did an excellent job last night. I know you're proud of Coach Holloway and those kids.
Well, we are, and you know, we got a lot of stops last night, and that gave us a chance offensively, you know, to get the ball back and move it. You know, we've been struggling defensively and a lot of reasons, and I was proud of that. You know, the one thing that we'd seen on film, the quarterback had thrown it well.
Mm-hmm.
They had a nice little short scheme that they'd done, and they kind of set you up a little bit. They're going short you, deep you, short, deep. And that's actually what got them back in the ball game against Smoky Mountain. You know, and to hold them passing-wise to that, to have the picks that we had,
yeah.
Our secondary kids, Coach Brindley had done a great job with our kids all week working on the fade ball. Yeah, you feel good with that. You know, we're not where we want to be yet. We're still not near as physical defensively as we want to be. But, yeah, you know, we feel like we took some steps forward. You got to give West a little bit of credit. They had a nice little scheme with the quarterback that they were doing that caught us a few times in some things that we wasn't supposed to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, a lot of their stuff came towards the end of the football game. And, you know, you poke and prod and tell your kids to keep playing, but they have a tendency, and every one of them, to motor down just a little bit. But, yeah, you know, we saw good signs last night, and that's the thing we got to be able to do. We've got to be able to slow people down. We got to be able to get the ball back, and that's going to be a big challenge for us the next 4 weeks. You know, we see signs of life with our offense, and we see some good things starting to happen. You know, Coach Holloway and I have talked about this. You can count probably in the last 11 years that we've been together, you could count on one hand how many times we've given up 40 points.
Right.
And for us to have done that the first five ball game was just unheard of. Now, a little bit of that has to do with the people we were playing, but still, you know, nobody gives them any credit for that. It's always all our fault.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, we're still working with that. You know, even Friday night, you know, with the loss of Levi Holland, you're having to move people around.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure we've got everybody we want to. Parker Bailey is just now truly getting healthy. And some places where, you know, we're not sure yet, we need to get him in the ball game more, and we're trying to figure out where. So it's just little things like that I still think, you know, I think we've about got the pieces to the puzzle in place offensively. Now we've got to get them in the right places defensively, and I think we're getting close. You know, last night we moved Matthew Inman out to corner,
right,
who's been at safety for us the whole year, because of what they did. And, you know, for him and Jesse Anderson, who come up a few weeks ago from the JVs, are just playing outstanding. And you know, they both did that and did a good job against two big, tall receivers. Very, very pleased and very proud of them with that. And, you know, I don't know if people even realize it as much. It's still a work in progress. You know, we changed our punt team last night to completely different. I don't know how many people even paid attention.
I did. I saw that. The run out.
The run out with Twiggy. And we did it because of his athleticism. And it gives us the chance to just cover better. And we did cover better. I mean, it was like a different group out there compared to what we were doing.
I think when you look at the field position battle all night long, they were virtually never in good field position. A lot of those had to do with those punts.
Well, I think so, too. And you know, just the simple fact of him holding it and giving us time to get down there, and then the way he's been kicking it. You know, I mean, we looked at that last week and worked hard on it, and it paid off for us. So you're looking at all phases of things like that are getting better. You know, not just the offense and the defensive part of it. You know, he's probably been one of our brightest spots this season so far with the way he's been kicking it. I mean, I don't know if we've had some pretty good ones, but I don't know if we've ever had anybody that can kick it like he does.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had years that go by that we were pooching it, squibbing it, and they were starting on the 40-yard line every time, and now we're kicking it in the end zone and they're starting on the 20, and that's just huge.
Yeah.
You know, what a weapon to have, you know, for the first time. But just little things like that makes you feel good right now as a coach, because you're sitting there going, okay, we've made some changes, we've made some adjustments, and our kids are starting to respond to it, and it's helping our football team out right now. You know, we were talking about this on the way up, our coaches were, and they was just really in a buzz about how good that was. And I said, yeah, and what's funny, I said, all of our coaches up in the stands, I said, probably didn't even have any idea what was going on. So it's such a subtle little change that helps us. And because of what he can do, that allows us to do that sort of thing. So, yeah, I mean, it is a good thing. It's you know, we're still looking to make our football team better, even with such subtle little things like that. But we feel like we're getting closer and we're getting there. You know, I said last night to the paper, I said, well, I'm hoping these first five, you know, are going to help us with these last five. I've said that several times. I'm sure Donnie Kiefer says the same thing for the teams that they played early. You know, you only can hope that can help you down the road. And I do. I think that part of it has helped us in all phases. you know, and hopefully it's going to continue to do that with the rest of the season.
Back with more in a moment. This is the David Preston Show on WPTL.
Trust. This has been earned year after year by the Patton, Morgan, and Clark Insurance Agency, a staff of professionals who see to your specific needs, from auto, home, and commercial insurance to life, individual, and group health, extended care, Medicare supplements, with a long list of excellent companies to underwrite your protection at the best possible rates. Call 648-2632. Insure with confidence the professionals of Patton, Morgan, and Clark, Academy Street, Canton.
Carolina Pawn and Gun. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Carolina Pawn and Gun. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears.
Carhartt clothing lasts and lasts, but Carhartt Day at Pioneer Seed Supply is one day only, Saturday, October 8th. Carhartt Day at Pioneer Seed is your chance to win a $500 BP gas card or a $350 Ingles grocery card. You could also win Carhartt outfits for men and women. Other great Carhartt gifts will be awarded every half hour. Carhartt Day at Pioneer Seed in Waynesville is one day only. All Carhartt on sale Saturday, October 8th. Extended store hours from 9 to 5.
Back live at the Jukebox Junction Cafe. Good morning. It's the David Preston Show. Coach, we were talking a little bit about defensive side of the ball. Now it's time to start Tuscola Week, and it really started last night at 10:30. Tell me a little bit about what your week's going to look like and how things are going to go at school. You got to manage all the hype and all those kinds of things. I know, yeah, we're going to play a football game on Friday night, too. So a lot of going on at the high school this week.
Well, and that's probably the biggest thing that you've got to do right now with all the hype and everything that's going on is you've got to control your kids enough where you want to keep it as normal as you can. You know, practice week, we don't want to come in Monday ready to play this football game. You know, it's got to be a gradual climb, and we want to get to that point by Friday. And that's going to be the thing. There'll be enough distractions going on and everything.
Yeah.
But we've got to keep our kids focused. You know, the one thing I've always said about this week, the one thing you don't have to worry about is you don't have to worry about your kids getting ready to come.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about them practicing hard because they know what's at stake here. I mean, it's a big night for what's going on. And so you don't have to worry about that. You just want to keep it as normal as you can. And if we can do that, you know, hopefully with the momentum from last night, then that's got to help us a little bit. It'll take us. You know, we got to go up there, very difficult place. You know, their kids are coming off a very tough loss.
Yeah.
So, you know, both teams have struggled a little bit this year, which is a little bit rare from the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it doesn't matter. Doug Brooks used to say this, it doesn't matter if they're both 10-0 or 0-10. It's still going to be a football game, and they're going to get after one another.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to try to keep things about the way they've been. You know, we're not going to come in and start changing a bunch of stuff as far as how we do things and practice time and all that kind of stuff. We just want to keep it as normal as we can. And hopefully that our kids will see that and realize that. But like we said, we want it to be a gradual climb leading up to Friday.
You'll go in and exchange film with Coach Kiefer today, this morning, and then you guys will start. Do you watch film at all on Saturday, or you got things going on? You start on Sunday.
We do. We go back and we'll burn film. I try very hard not to.
Because you need to spend time with your family, too. A lot of obligations for you, bless your heart. There's a lot going on at your house.
Well, and we all do, and
yeah,
that's the thing. But it's hard not to. It's hard not to at least stick it in a little bit and take a look, which most of our coaches do.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get a little bit of an idea of just sitting there and watching, and then we'll come in Sunday. That Sunday's always usually a long night. I'm sure it's a long night for them as well. But, you know, when you get into things like that, and if you start trying to tinker and change and do and all this kind of stuff, sometimes you can outdo yourself a
sure,
little bit.
Sure.
You know, you want your kids to be confident in what they're doing. And you know, I think if you go in and start trying to do a whole bunch of stuff, you're going to do nothing but screw them up. So, you know, like I said, it goes back to just trying to keep things as simple as you can with them. But, yeah, there'll be a lot more time. There's a lot more preparation. You know, you're always looking for some little something that you might catch maybe the third or fourth time that you've watched it. Those types of things. And, you know, I'll be honest, there's probably a lot of coaches out there that probably watch a whole lot more than we do. I mean, they'll just watch it over and over and over and over and over, you know. And, you know, after so many times you look, and if you've broke it down and broke it down and broke it down, you feel like you've got a pretty good idea of what you're going to see and what you're going to get. So, yeah, that gives us a little bit of an idea. And we want to have the week prepared. We want to have our game plan laid out. And have all that in place come Monday when we get there.
So basically you'll start tomorrow afternoon, and you'll watch film with coaches. Then you go to the chalkboard, I'm sure, and you start breaking those kinds of things. Do you guys do that departmentally, or do you do it as a group, or how does that work on Sunday night?
We do it as a group. I know a lot of places may do it like on one side of the ball or the other. I want everybody's input. You know, I'm going to listen to Brandon Holloway offensively, and I expect him to listen to me defensively.
Sure.
And when you have good people like that, you better listen to them. And we sit there, and there'll be a lot of things that we like and a lot of things that we don't like. Just, you know, I mean, I want input. I want to hear what they have to say and what they think. You know, and then we've got to come to a decision on what we're going to do. So, yeah, you know, I listen to all of ours. You know, not every place is like that, but we've been together a long time.
Sure.
Long time.
Sure.
And one thing about it, if you're going to have good people on your staff like that, then you better be willing to listen to them, because they're there trying to do the same thing that you're trying to do. And if you're not willing to do that, then you know you're not in a situation, or you're not in a position that you should be. So yeah, you know, we're going to take every all advice. We're going to take every idea, and we're going to look at it. We're going to get on the board, and then, you know, we're going to come up with that game plan. Hopefully, that's going to give us a chance next Friday.
Back with more in a moment. This is the David Preston Show on WPTL.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Hi, folks. This is Woody Durham. There's nothing like Carolina pride. I see it every day. But there is something that comes close. The pride you have in keeping your vehicle with a clean shine like brand new. That's why I recommend Pisgah Drive Car Wash. Like a Tar Heel Playbook, you've got options. Touchless, soft touch, or combination car wash, plus self-wash bays and vacuum. Pisgah Drive Car Wash in Canton, for a clean like you've never seen.
Back live with the David Preston Show. Coach, just a couple seconds here before we finish up. One thing I want to mention real quick, I know you probably want to mention the same thing, is the development of these sophomore players. Jesse Anderson was one of our defensive players of the night last night. But you got a lot of sophomores that are really making a big, big difference. And this is the week that they grow up a little bit, too, because they learn from the seniors how to go through this. This is their first time through this. But I'm very proud of what the sophomores have done in terms of their growth rate throughout the year so far.
Well, they have grown, and they're getting better, you know, each week. And you're right, these seniors have been through this before. Some of them have been through it for 3 years, and they're going to have to teach them how. Because,
yeah.
You know, I don't care if it's Canton or Bethel Middle and you're playing Waynesville, or if it's Thursday nights with JVs. You know, it's different on Fridays. And it's a big stage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about that all the time. I mean, it is a huge stage. So, you know, they're going to have to be able to handle that part of it. You know, these seniors went through it at one time too. It's something that you can go back through the years, and anybody that's ever put this uniform on has had to deal with it. So, You know, I think that goes back to how we handle it, how we handle the week, how we handle the situation. We've not played real well the last couple times we've gone up there. Now, we've played some really good football teams, you know, the last few years or when we've gone up there.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's one of those things where it's kind of like last year. I think the team that kind of weathers the storm and the emotion early and settles in and starts playing has the best chance. The last couple times we've gone up there, we've kind of gotten caught in a whirlwind and gotten down real big early, and we've just not been able to overcome it. So, you know, those are the types of things we'll have to. But, yeah, you know, we're getting there. We've got a lot of kids that are stepping up and doing a lot of good things for us. You know, our older ones are, and our younger ones are right now. You know, they're not young anymore, and that's how we look at it. You know, they've played 6 ball games now. You know, they shouldn't be young anymore. They've played the T.C. Robertsons and the Incas and the Reynolds and Franklins and those people. And they, I mean, that's good people they've played.
Absolutely.
So they, you know, we treat them as not being young anymore. You know, it's a great night. It's going to be a fun week. I told everybody this is the week that everybody in this county enjoys except probably me and Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
And I wished it was Friday right now and it was all that part of it was over with. So, yeah, you know, it we got back and took a deep breath and enjoyed last night and now it has began. So, you know, let's get it going and the weeks now are just kind of flying by,
going
into each other. So, you know, it's going to be Friday.
They
before
are.
We know it.
6:30 is our airtime next Friday night from CE Weatherby Stadium with the Black Bear Cafe preview show. 7:30 is our kickoff. We'll be right back here with the David Presley Show at 8 a.m. next Saturday morning. For head coach David Presley, Frank Bird in our studio, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.
The David Presley Show. Sports talk with Pisgah head coach and athletic director David Presley and Chad Upton. Voice of the Bears. Live at Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop. Highway 276 in Bethel. Brought to you by Carolina Pawn and Gun. Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance Agency. Plus Linen and Uniform Service. Pioneer Seed Supply. The Single Stop Stores. And Pisgah Drive Car Wash. The David Presley Show.